Thank you, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence on your people today, God. Thank you for adorning us with your love and the hope, Lord God, that goes against all hope, Lord God, that is in our hearts this morning. God, we thank you for your word. God, I thank you for what you've spoken to me, Father, that will bless your people today, Lord God. You know each and every need. So, God, I pray, Lord God, that you exceed every need, Lord God, in this place today, Lord God. Fill every heart, Lord God. Fill every spirit, Lord God, with your spirit, that they may be full, Lord God, and that they can take what they've received, Lord God, and take it out, Lord God, to those that need to hear it. We bless you and we honor you for today, Lord God. Lord God, I am your vessel. Lord God, I am your mouthpiece. I ask you to just use me, Lord God. I decrease that you may increase in me, Father, and that what you have for me to speak today, let it not just bless, but Lord God, let it overtake with blessings in the lives of the people that will hear it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to ask again, how's everybody doing? Okay. Well, I count it an honor and a privilege to be before you today. This is my second time speaking this year, and God has been amazing. It's been a desire in my heart for a while to share the word of God, and it's been amazing to see how God has been transforming my heart and my spirit and my mind. So I count it an honor to be before you today to be able to share what God gave to me. Amen? Amen. So, as some of you may already know, I write poetry, and I began seeking God as to how to share what I have, and it came in the form of poetry, and then I will share as he leads me. Amen? So this poem is entitled Woman on a Mission. Earlier this year, I didn't make a resolution, but more a declaration. I wanted to know more about you and who you called me to be. Knowing that greatness was already rooted inside of me, I felt stuck and needed to know why. Your reply was simple. Draw nigh and I will supply your every need. So every day and night, I purposed to reply, Lord, how can I make you smile? Knowing that you loved my company, somehow you always made me cry, tears of joy. Honored by your love and showered with your grace. And why? Simply because you care. I love how you kiss my face. In you, I never feel out of place. You fill every void and erase every dark space. Replaced with a garment of praise, the oil of joy, and a crown of beauty, I can no longer keep this within me. I feel the call of duty to tell you about a story about a man who saw greatness that I never knew, gave me love that I could never find, a new hope in the truth that can never be stolen. The story I tell you now is only the beginning. I'm a woman on a mission, seeking to be all I was created and uniquely purposed to be. Amen. That is a portion of my testimony. And what I'm going to share with you today, and the title is Life on a Mission. So the beginning of this year, as I'd stated in my poem, I was really seeking God for a few things. And as I was sharing actually with Celine this morning and a few of you this year, God has been dealing with me with a lot of internal things that just needed to die. Lies that I accepted as truth at one point and know now that it's not the truth. Amen. Anybody have that experience this year? Amen. So I went on a mission trip this year, and that was I believe the icing on the cake. I went to Haiti. My parents were born in Haiti, and I never visited there. And there was something that was drawing me to that place, and I didn't really know exactly why, but oh boy, did I find out. Amen. So I want to give you the definition of a mission, something that stuck out to me. And it reads in dictionary.com, an important goal or purpose that is accompanied by strong conviction, a calling or vocation. There are some people that are missionaries and they go on missions. And a lot of the times they're looking to go and help and pour out God's Spirit into others. Another definition, any important task or duty that is assigned, allotted, or self-imposed. So I made the decision earlier this year to say, God, I'm going to go to Haiti. There's something there that you want me to see, and there's something there that you want me to experience. And I'm so glad that God provided the way and the means for me to go. I was so blessed. So this year, I imposed a mission on myself to challenge things that were easily besetting me. We learned that in a few weeks ago, that there were things that we needed to seek God about that were easily besetting us and not allowing us to be stuck in a place in our growth with God. And I'll share a few things that were besetting me. They were the thoughts. They were the things that were imparted in me, even as a little girl, that allowed me to be stuck in my relationship with God. And I will give you the definition of beset. It says to surround, to attack on all sides, assail, harass, or even torment. That's deep. So those things that are easily besetting you could either surround you, attack you on all sides, assail, or harass you. So that means it keeps you in a place. It keeps you held in bondage. Oh, Jesus. And they're all lies, lies that I accepted as truth. I had to live with that understanding, but no longer today I have to accept the truth. And I want to say that there was one time where I felt like I had to do something to feel loved. I had to seek people's approval. That was a lie. I didn't have to seek anyone's approval. God already approved me, but I not had to learn that. Amen. And contrary to what you may believe, there was a time where I never thought I'd be up here because I thought what I had to say never mattered. And that was a lie from the enemy, from the pit of hell, because he knew that this day would come and the days to come that I would speak God's word. So he tried to shut me up. The last lie, I would never be good enough. No matter what I did, I would never be good enough. I could try and try and try. I'd never be good enough. Again, another lie. Oh, and this one. No one can be trusted because everyone's a liar and no one tells the truth. They always have an ulterior motive. Another lie. I don't know if any of those resonate with you, but they are all lies. I'm here to declare it to you. That's a lie. And these are some lies that keep us out of the promises of God because they keep us in bondage. They allow us to think that, you know what, it's me against the world. And it's not true. God has your back in every way. And I learned that this year. I want to thank God for his hand on my life. And I know all of you have God's hands on your lives because I know most of you. And one thing I want to say, God's promises are truly yea and amen. There was something that I remember my mother telling me as a little girl, as they raised me in church. I could say I was probably practically raised in the church. And she told me that of all of her children, she has three, and I'm the oldest, that God spoke to her and said that this one right here, you can forsake, you can let her go. She's mine. I have her covered. And that has blessed me. Even as I was preparing this message, I said, God, you knew what you were doing from the very beginning. Before I was yet in my mother's womb, you knew me. Hallelujah, God. That's the same for you. Before God, before your parents even thought of you, even knew that you existed, God knew. And he knew that he had a purpose and a plan for you. It says in Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the plans that he has for you, plans to purpose for purpose and not harm. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for that. Not only did God allow the word of God to permeate my heart, but he allowed an opportunity for me to come back to him. Because there was, again, I was in church, religion teaches you, you have to fear God. You can't question him. You have to be good. And if you're not good, you're bad and that you are shamed. I thank God for this church. I thank God for his grace and his mercy and truly knowing what that is this year. Oh, God, this year, 2016, amazing. I also want to say that there were some things that I really had to stare down and look at. There were things that I knew that were there, that were ungodly, that were hovering over my life. And I had to attack them head on this year. There were some conversations that I had to have. There were some things that I had to ask God to cover me. There were days when I didn't know what I would do, but God confirmed his word to me again and again that he has it. Hallelujah. There were things about my family that I needed to address, and that wasn't easy because, like I said, the enemy tried to shut my mouth and say that I shouldn't say that I should feel ashamed about asking questions and declaring things and seeking the truth. God. And this year I did that, and the boldness of God came out of me. And I said that I will not live another day with these lies. I will not allow them to snuff the life out of me. I will not allow it to snuff the light out of me. And that broke my deliverance. Hallelujah, God. So I do have a voice. And what I say does matter. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So now I walk in freedom. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And going back to the trip that I took, this 7-day trip, I was talking to Pastor about it and giving him a little tidbit. And it felt like I went on a trip to the Mecca, so to speak. It was such a refreshing time. It was 7 days of God's presence speaking to me without any distraction, without any hindrances. I didn't have the thoughts of the States, because here we're busy trying to do everything and anything that we can. When you go abroad and you go to different countries, life is just very simple, very calm. And every day I woke up with a praise. Every day I woke up with worship on my heart. I had 2 roommates where we stayed, and they were like, "You're singing again? You're worshiping again?" I said, "Absolutely, because God's presence is here." It was like every distraction and everything I could think of was gone. I didn't have any worries, any cares. And all I could do was worship him. All I felt to do was worshiping him. And that was awesome. And I said, "God, why don't I have this when I go back home?" Because I allow all the distractions to come. Worry about how to pay the bills, getting to work. I have a conference call. I have to make this call. I have to do this. There was none of that. All of that was taken away. And it's amazing what God can do when you erase all of those distractions. Who you really are comes out. And I thank God that I am truly a worshiper at heart. Amen. And I know that we are too. I climbed the mountain for the first time in my life. And I met the mountain 3 times. Sometimes standing, sometimes on my behind. These are not mountains that we see here. These were real mountains, very steep. But what blessed me the most, again, the people of Haiti, my people, I can say, they are so resilient. Every day they climb those mountains looking for life, looking to experience life, whether it's going to get water, whether it's going to sell their goods, whether it is to make sure that their children can be taken care of. They so blessed me. And as I interacted with all of them, every other word out of their mouth was God. God bless you. God keep you. God love you. And it was such a blessing, because someone was walking by as we were walking up. Someone was walking down, and they had a little cough. And it was amazing the exchange that they had. And they said, "Well, you know, I have a little something, but I know God's going to heal me." That was their immediate reaction. It wasn't, "I have to go get this Tylenol, I have to get this Benadryl." They don't have access to any of that stuff. They know that God is a healer. That's it. That's it, point blank in the period. And that was such a blessing, because I said, "God, I don't always have that default. Why is that?" Because we have all these things available. We don't think twice about it. We just say, "Let me go grab that. Let me go down to the store." Do we sit and think, say, "God, I believe you're my healer. Hallelujah, God. I know that you are my healer. I thank God for that. And these are some little nuggets that I took away from my trip. I was so glad to be able to talk with the people in the Creole language. Amazing. They taught me about how meaningless some things in life are. God is really our provider. He's our everything. God is all they have. Is God all you have? I challenge you today. What is a life without God involved in every detail? Where have we left him out? Is he your default for everything? And how can you incorporate God into your heart today? I can say that I took that spirit with me from Haiti to say, God, you know what? If those people who seemingly have nothing, in our eyes, have everything in you, I just pray that their God would open up their eyes even more to the resources that they have available to them. Hallelujah. I thank God for that trip. I thank God for the journey. I thank God for the mission that I stepped into that place that God could use people and circumstances and things to show me that he's real and that he's available. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank you today, God, that your people heard from your voice and from your throne, God, and that you would use them, Lord God, in the way that you've used me, God, to just be still and know that you are God, that you truly have everything covered, that you are not a God of lack, but, Lord God, you are overflowing with blessings, waiting to dispense upon us, Lord God. We bless you today, Lord God, because we lack nothing. Hallelujah. Your people lack nothing, God. Everything that they could possibly conceive that they need, God, they can find it in you. So, God, I pray that this week and just even now, God, as we're together, that they're seeking your heart, God, that they have to worry for nothing, that they can cast their cares and burdens upon you, Lord God, because you truly care for them. God, I thank you that you show me that you are truly in love with us, God. And I pray that everyone can really experience that. I experienced that this year. There's no greater love than yours. There never will be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We are above only and not beneath, God. By your Spirit, God, we thank you. Father, hallelujah. I just want to worship you right now, God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and honor. All of it belongs to you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.